Radio began on the AM band, and some of the very first programming on the radio was directed to farmers and ranchers. That was part of what FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai spoke about when addressing farm broadcasters meeting in Kansas City last week.
From the earliest days of commercial broadcasting, farmers and radio have been peas in a pod. Back in the early 1920s, for instance, radio broadcasters took to the airwaves to relay weather and market reports to farmers and to grain dealers. One example was KDKA in Pittsburgh, a station that I had the privilege of visiting just a couple of years ago. On May 19th, 1921, KDKA broadcast the first agricultural market reports over radio around 6 months before it aired the nation's first commercial broadcast.
Commissioner Pai's main topic was actions taken recently to help revitalize AM radio.
In an order adopted unanimously by the FCC this past month, we finally delivered some relief to struggling AM broadcasters. First, we reformed many of our technical rules pertaining to the AM band, and these changes will make a real difference to AM broadcasters. We got rid of things such as the AM ratchet rule, which will make it easier for broadcasters to improve their facilities. We modified our daytime and nighttime community coverage standards, along with minimum efficiency standards, all of which will give broadcasters flexibility when it comes to site location. And the use of modulation-dependent carrier level to control technologies will hopefully allow them to cut down on their operating costs.
And Pai noted that the FCC is also involved in working to bring more internet access to rural areas.
Now, I'm a big fan of broadcasting, and I think that it is and will continue to be critical to rural America. But broadband is also increasingly important. This internet-connected world is also true for rural Americans. And one example is precision agriculture, which is bringing big data into the field. Unmanned aerial vehicles, variable rate application seeding, and in-cab computing solutions are changing the way that farmers do business. Companies that are building to places like that need the FCC to be a 21st century ally, as opposed to a 20th century hindrance. And one way that we can do this is by modernizing some of the outdated rules that stand in the way of rural broadband providers offering standalone broadband service, the kind that many Americans in the urban areas simply take for granted.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.